You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now, occasions like this evening are so important. I have no doubt. I'm absolutely not swithering about this. It's crucial that we all work together to champion Braille, to make sure it's readily available to anyone who can benefit from it.
Well, we're at a very exciting event, a celebration of 200 years of Braille, and we're joined now by Anna Tyler. It is so lovely speaking with you again today. You're, of course, RNIB's Chair of Trustees, but you also love celebrating Braille, and you had such a lovely presentation and speech today. So how do you think it went? How do you think the reception went overall? We're kind of coming to the end now.
Well, first of all, you're very kind to say so. Secondly, the vibe in the room is phenomenally energised, and I'm sure people will be able to hear all the background noise. So the water and the wine have been flowing, and there has been so much conversation about the joy of Braille and what Braille brings people. I just think it's incredibly important. So on the personal level, people are able to read for themselves, to read stories to the children, to read medicine packets, all of that kind of thing is massively important. But also there's a really important link between people who learn Braille and who are proficient in Braille. You don't have to read War and Peace, by the way. You just, you know, just daily use, being able to read the word paracetamol helps. But if you're able to do a bit of Braille, the more Braille you can do, the more literate you are, the more you understand sentence construction. Well, actually, it's a gateway into literacy, and literacy brings you access to all kinds of other things. Weirdly, there's some statistics that show that if you're a Braille reader when you're young, you're more likely to enter employment. And I can understand why. It's such an extraordinary skill to have.
How are you feeling being up here in Scotland? And I know we've had... Well, we started celebrations with Braille 200 late last year, and they're going to continue well into 2025. Yeah. How does it feel really giving so much deserved time to such an amazing tactile system that is really changing lives?
Well, first, it's absolutely wonderful to be in Scotland. And I was reflecting about being in the Scottish Parliament. My Scottish grandfather, who's been dead many years now, would have just got such a thrill out of the idea of this, this whole event. I think it's joyous to be a part of this celebration.
How have you found we had a beautiful performance by tonight's harpist, Fiona Kyle?
Yes.
I mean, that was beautiful, wasn't it?
It was incredibly moving. I wish I had that kind of skill. Unfortunately, I'm tone deaf, but Fiona she's a really marvellous example of somebody who's harnessed a really remarkable talent. It's not an easy thing to be a harpist. And also, she's a Braille reader, and she's here celebrating along with the rest of us. But her performance was stellar, and it was very moving. The room was awash with kind of, I suppose the best way to describe it is there was an emotional vibe while she was playing. And people were incredibly moved because it's so beautiful, and she's such a talent.
It was so fire. As soon as she played those first notes of the music, and I think she started with Voyage.
Yes, she did.
Beautiful song.
Yeah, and the French theme that ran through it was absolutely staggeringly good, and she's a stellar talent.
Well, what would you like to see going forward now that we've had this reception and this event and people have been chatting and networking and speaking to each other about Braille? What do you hope comes out of this?
I think there are a number of really important things. So, of course, it's been a really joyous celebration. The number of Braille readers is going up. It's gone up 18% in the last couple of years. But actually, this isn't translated into the way that children are learning Braille in school. And we have to keep pushing for qualified teacher status for Braille teachers so that they really know what they're doing and they're able to teach children how to read Braille, how to use the tech around Braille to make absolutely best use of not just Braille, but technology and all that follows from that. And that's still not happening in any kind of uniformity. There are too many children who are not getting the advantages of that. So that's the first thing. I think it's good for the economy. It's good for society. The more skills and the more independence we're able to teach our children, the more resilience they have, the more likely they are to get a decent education and to be able to weather the outrageous fortunes of life. Braille is an incredibly important life skill, and people who have it are likely to fare better than those of us who probably ought to have it and don't. And I count myself amongst that group as well, because I'm past that generation whose parents thought you can pass the sighted. And actually, it's not trickier. I wish I had that skill. It would have been a gift to me. And there are too many people who, like me, just don't have it and now have the most rudimentary skills.
Well, Anna, thank you so much for talking to us about Braille today and for being at the reception and being such a massive champion to this tactile reading and writing system.
Oh, it's a pleasure because it is so much more than a reading system.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.